We ended the last lesson talking about the horizontal complexity of reef ecosystems, with different environments found as you move away from the shore, from the shallow, tranquil reef flat to the wavy, exposed reef crest, and finally to the fore reef with its steep slope offering a gradient of conditions along which a high diversity of marine organisms can specialize. But the ability of different species to live in a certain place is not just determined by the abiotic conditions, meaning the physical conditions present, but also by the biotic conditions, the other species that they share the reef with, and the effect of their interactions with one another. In any diverse ecosystem, there are many thousands of possible interactions between the species living there. But we can break down the types of interactions into a few useful categories based on their positive and negative impacts on the species involved.